Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Help us to fulfill our own part of this work in the name of Jesus. Help me tonight that in the few minutes I have, I'll be able to communicate truth in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So much to say, and I'm limited by time. But I want to just put something across. And God's going to help us in the name of Jesus. When I took the charge yesterday and I explained to us that the whole story of the Bible is about kingdom. It's not about any other thing. It's not about morals. It's not about how to be a nice person. That is not the real essence of the scriptures. The real essence of the scriptures is to show us that God is establishing a kingdom on earth. Praise God. Where his will is done as it is done in heaven. Praise God. Very simple. And he has gone through many, many operations, many dimensions, just for one reason, that we may know that it's about his kingdom. If you pay attention to the theme of this program, it said the glory and the riches of his kingdom. I was very careful the way I chose my words. One of the major problems the church has is that the church has not come to understand the concept of lordship. We know about salvation. Jesus is our Savior. And we have preached that. And we have understood that. I think we have, it's a normal word in the churches. But the church has not understood the meaning of lordship. We have not learned what it means. And he has touched about it. That's what I'm going to talk about this night. It's the issue of will. The issue of what? The will. Hallelujah. I will share some examples with you in the Bible to enable you to know that in the matter of will, you don't have a choice. The problem with many of us is that we have choices. And we believe and we assume that God must comply. God is not a Democrat. He's not. And the reason is that many of us were not raised in an atmosphere of kingship. But we see these things here and there, where the word says that where the word of a king is, there's what? There's power. Recently, in America, and of course in Ondo State and some places right now, they have mandated. It's a mandate. But in democracy, they don't have the authority to mandate. You are in the House of Assembly. Mandate is a law. And only the National Assembly has authority, or the Assembly, state assemblies or National Assembly, to pass a law. The governor or the president does not have the authority to mandate. That is a system. Only a king can speak, and it is law. Not so in the democracy. Praise the Lord. But let us see the problems that we have with God. Let us go to 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. This is more like an abridged version of what I want to preach today. I just want to show something, and then the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I want to speak from 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. Verse 18. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 18. All right. I'm not sure whether it's... Okay. The Bible was speaking about two characters. Emmanuel, I don't know if I got that right, and Philetus. I got the Philetus, but the other one, I didn't get it. But you can understand verse 17. But now, I say, who concerns the truth? What have they done? They've heard. They heard. Saying that what? The resurrection is past already and overthrew the faith of some. Praise God. Now, these men were not mere men. These men were men of influence. And their influence was so strong that people trusted their words. And for that reason, the Bible says their faith, people's faith, were overthrew based on their message. Hallelujah. Listen, in these end times, there will be distractions. There will be reasons for you to abandon the faith and you think you are following the truth. Because there are people you respect. They will say certain things that God didn't send them, and many's faith will be upturned. I pray that God will give you stability. But I continue verse 19. It says this. It says, however, nevertheless. Everybody say nevertheless. That means it doesn't matter what's going on in the earth. It says the foundation of God does what? Standard sure. Having this seal. This is the seal. This is the what do you call a seal? A seal. Praise God. This is the approval. The Lord does what? He knoweth them that are his. Praise God. The Bible says God knows them that are his. It is not everybody that belongs to the Lord. Amen. Do you remember in Matthew 7, I think somewhere further down, 20 something there about, he said, many will come on that day and they shall say, Lord, Lord, did we not cast out devils in your name? You remember he said so? Do you remember he said so? Did we not do great works in your name? Did we not do all those things in your name? And Jesus will reply. He will say, depart from me, what? Workers of iniquity. And the question is, how can you do those kind of things and a man will become a worker of iniquity? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It's possible to be a worker of iniquity and still work in miracles. Amen. I learned that many years ago. There was a minister of God. I heard the story. After fornicating, he would come to the pulpit and preach, and signs and wonders were happening. Praise God. And one day, mercy. Everybody say mercy. May God show you mercy. It was mercy that spoke to him. He said, because you want to perish, it does not mean I will not use you. Did you hear what I said? Because you want to perish, it doesn't mean I will not do what? I will not use you. May you not be used and discarded. In Jesus' name. Worker of iniquity. But the major thing about that is what I want to bring across to you. Can you take me back to where I came from? Take me back to where I came from. This is just a side distraction. He said, okay, thank you for coming there. Dad. He said, but in a great house, there is what? Not only vessels of gold and of what? Of silver, but of what? Of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to what? Dishonor. He has said, let every man make a what? Make a decision. Let every man do what? Make a decision. Whether you be a vessel unto what? Honor, or you're going to be a vessel unto what? Dishonor. It's a choice. What makes a man a vessel of honor is the man that has a seal. That this is my own. Am I communicating? The one that is unto dishonor is the one that does not have the seal. They are all in the same house. Do you understand me? The parable of the kingdom again, can we remember it? It said, this owner of the vineyard or field planted wheat. Abi? But the enemy came in the night and planted what? Tears. And then this servant says, sir, did we not plant wheat yesterday? He said, yes. But how come these tears? He said, the enemy has done this. They said, let us go and uproot it. He said, no. Leave them alone. Let them grow together. Hallelujah. Let them do what? Grow together. In this work we are doing, in this kingdom, you will have both the tears and the wheat. They will grow together. You can't stop them. Joshua has died, gone to his grave. Greater than him will rise. There will be greater than him. Am I making sense? Oh, greater ones will rise, and they will lead many astray. You must have the seal. And the seal is dependent upon whether you will let God spend enough time to inscribe on your heart. I don't have time, but get me to 2 Corinthians. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. This is how you will know whether you are going to be a vessel of honor or a vessel to dishonor. Remember, he spoke about some precious stones, gold and silver, right? Praise God. Paul alluded to that again. Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, chapter 3, I beg your pardon. He said there are materials. Praise God. Some are gold, some are silver, some are wood, some are just nothing. Who you spend time with will determine what kind of materials they use in building you. Listen to me. The person you stay under will determine your eternity. The people, what you listen to will determine whether you make it. Because faith cometh by what? If you are hearing jargon, you will also behave jargonly. Am I communicating? Because you are hearing rubbish. You are always saying things that will not build you up in your most holy faith. And that's what you are going to become. Because they have been using stubble, they have been using wrong materials to build you. Because you made a choice to be there. Hallelujah. Am I still communicating? 2 Corinthians chapter 3. When Paul was speaking about glory. Now, for as much as he had manifestly declared to be what? The epistle of Christ ministered by who? By us. See, the intention is that you will become what? An epistle. That will be ministered by what? By us. The quality of persons, of the quality of vessels you become, is determined by the person who is ministering to you. Praise the Lord. I just said it another way. The person under the kind of persons you stay under and they preach to you will determine whether you're going to be a vessel of gold or useful to God or you're going to be a useless vessel. All are vessels. Praise God. But are you going to be a useful vessel? Is your life going to be worth living? Praise God. So he says this, written not with ink, but with what? The Spirit of the living God. Amen. Not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. Verse 4. Such trust we have through Christ to God's word. Now, you need to understand where Paul is coming from. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, when he went up to the Mount Sinai to collect the tables, sure, you remember those stories. The Bible recorded that the first set of tables that God gave him, God himself inscribed on it. Moses came and Moses broke it. And God now said, you broke it. You hew another set of stones and come up the mountain and let me now write. Hallelujah. He spent 40 days on that mountain. How long does it take to write the Ten Commandments? Hello? Hello? Have you done homework before? Have you done assignment before? Have you been punished before in school? I said, write 1,000 times. I will not be late to school. I will not be late. Those kind of very dangerous. Praise God. But 40 days it took before God to write another set of 10 laws. Thou shalt love the Lord your God. And it took him another 40 days. Hallelujah. Paul was alluding to that. He said, we are not writing upon tables of stone. But we are writing upon the hearts. Amen. And he said, if this table of stone was glorious, which was a ministration of death, Pastor was speaking about that yesterday night. And I've said it several times. What made that Ark of Covenant important was just those table of stones. When they carried those table of stones and they put in the Ark, that became the resident presence of God in the earth. Praise God. And every other Ark went, it was leveling mountains. All it had was just the commandments. Praise God. What changed that box into something so powerful was just what they wrote on tables. Amen. Am I communicating? Paul is saying that we are no longer writing on those kind of things anymore. This testament requires us to write on men's hearts. But remember, in the old, it took 40 days. Moses needed to stay until God finished writing. Where are you going? What are they writing on you? You want to be a vessel to glory? A vessel to honor? Then you must spend quality time for them to write. Just said it another way. Say, men who come on that day, say, Lord, Lord. He said, I do not know you. It's not that he did not have knowledge of them. What I mean by knowledge, that means not that he said he was ignorant of them. It's not that he did not know their name. Not that he did not know when they were born. No, it was not those kind of information that Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ was saying that I did not, the things you produce in the earth, I did not impregnate you with them. And Adam knew his wife. Praise God. That's the language of the Spirit. So God says, I didn't know you. You didn't stay long enough for me to impregnate you. That's where communion and koinonia and all those things come up. Praise God. That's why many would give it to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Because they did not stay where God speaks. Hallelujah. So about being a vessel of honor, about you carrying glory, you must spend time. Stay where God is writing. I hear so much about the church wants to go in power. We want power. But do we want to pay the price for power? It takes time to raise a man. I was talking with my uncle many years ago. A member of the Redeemed Church. I said, sir, with due respects, if Baba Deboye suddenly leaves, I said, there's going to be problems. So it's not only Redeemed that we have problems. I say all of us who are believers, everywhere in the world, we are going to have problems. Praise God. He said, how do I mean? I said, people, if Baba goes without God, there will be a problem. I said, how can you be doing churches 5 minutes walk? Who takes care of those souls? Are they not pastors? Where did you read in the Bible that pastors can, it takes in 2 years you raise a pastor? A pastor is a ministry gift. It's not a president of a fellowship. It's a ministry gift. I said, Baba himself spent over 20 years before he became head of Redeem. You don't put a novice in charge. That's principle of the Spirit. Amen. Am I talking to you? We need to spend quality time. You must be there. We must see your history. You must see the way you walk. When you see a man of God that he was never under anybody, be careful. Be what? Be careful. So Paul was saying that it's by the Spirit of the Lord we are writing these things. And I look at many of us. How many years do we spend on earth? We spent 70 years. In 70 years, they are still writing, thou shalt love the Lord your God. They have not finished writing and 70 years have expired. They were not able to write the 10 commandments in that man's heart. He can't be a real vessel of honor. Because in the day of his life, he was expending his energy on things that are vanity. May the Lord deliver us from vanity in Jesus' name. Many of us are vain. We are what? We are vain. We are talking about gods. Look at that scripture that he read about worship. Satan said to him, "Bow, I will give you these things. All I need from you is bow down." Many have bowed down. Maybe I will speak about the price for glory. Many people are bowing down. And you see them when they compromise their standings. Their secured position, they compromise it. They rationalize it. They say it does not matter because they want to belong. Our major problem, or one of the major problems, we want to belong. You don't have to belong. And like he said, it's because you don't know what you have. Amen. And so Paul said that if what Moses had was glorious, oh my goodness, if I have half of the power and anointing that Moses had, and I can do that demonstration of Moses, I can assure you, I'll be the most popular pastor in the whole of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Bible said it was a passing glory. It was fading. It was not God's best. It was not what God had in mind. He now said the what we carry is more glorious. But I ask, what glory is inside of us that we are seeing? When we don't even measure what Moses did. Praise God. Sometimes, it appears to me that the real glory is actually veiled. Amen. What did I say? The glory is veiled. It's veiled. Unlike the Old Testament where they were demonstrating, fire was coming, everything was... Look, listen to me. I was telling somebody, what I want to say is, could be controversial. I'm looking at how the church will end and leave the earth. I perceive the church may exit this world in a weak form. Amen. When I say weak, I mean weak. Like Paul said, when I am weak, then is he strong. Praise God. We have to find the revelation of weakness. Where we'll be weak so that he can come strong. Praise God. Are you with me? Oh, the world will not recognize, our miracles will not move them. Because they will not need our miracles anymore. You don't understand. Science is going a way where your miracles are not going to be needed. Let me tell you the truth. Many years ago, CIA did a study. And they said, let us look at what's going to happen from years. By the reason of genetic engineering, they can make a man live for 150 years. Praise God. Then I asked myself, how do I pastor a church of 150-year-old men? Now, the management concept will change. The preaches you preach will change. Oh, do you remember the Bible says, when we say on that day, where's the hope of his coming? You have been preaching that Jesus is coming back. I bet, shut up. Have they started doing that yet? No. But we are coming there. Because anything you want to do, science has done it. Heart plant, they will clone the heart and put it there. The guy will continue to live. The reason why people die is because those major organs fail. Once you can replace it, there's no need for you to die. Amen. Otigbekude. Hallelujah. Do you follow me, church? Then you will now know that it takes more than a miracle to convert a soul. You will now need the raw power of God to bring conviction. Glory to God. So as we move into this end times, I want to say one thing. I want to beg you. Don't abandon your commitment. The Bible spoke about Jesus. Let me finish there. Hebrews chapter 12. Give me verse 2. Hebrews 12. The Bible says, looking unto who? I didn't hear you. Looking unto who? What are you looking at him for? You know, the Bible did not say we should look at Jesus for miracles. Did he say so? Did he ask us to look at Jesus for eloquence? Hello? Was it about his eloquence? Oh, people said Jesus rode on a donkey. Hallelujah. He was rich. Jesus had this coat that they had to cast lot for to justify our greed for money. Praise God. But was that what Paul asked us to look at? No. Do you know one thing? Let me just digress. And I want to help you here. Do you know that God uses many animals and many things to explain the kind of person he is? For example, like a lion. Amen. For those of us that probably did biology or whatever, is it botany or zoology? You will know that the characteristics of a lion is not one thing. He has many different kinds of characteristics. But of all those characteristics, only one depicts God in them all. Praise God. And you must be able to know what it is. Am I okay? Of all the lion that what the lion has, it is just that reality that the lion has. That fearlessness. Say it does not turn away from many. That is the nature of a lion. Of course, look at the eagle. Those are birds, those are top level birds of prey. Those are the ultimate. I didn't know how big an eagle was when they said that an eagle picked up a baby in Iraq. They were doing the naming ceremony, and an eagle came and saw and picked up the baby and went away. They said, it's one, we have the wing, the wingspan is about 16 feet. If the wolf spreads its wing like this. So what kind of bird is that? And it's the only bird that flies against air current. It thrives in resistance. Praise God. But every other thing, God is not, except that nature that is a top predator. Is a top bird. He eats only. It's not like that. Praise God. Of everything that Jesus did and he ever was, the Bible pointed to this aspect of his nature that we are asked to emulate. What is it? Looking unto who? Jesus. The author and the finisher of what? Our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him, what did he do? He endured. The problem is that in these last days, like I said at the beginning, or I said during the part of the message, the end times, we may not leave the earth in blazing glory. Praise God. I said, praise God. I said, we may not. I don't know. But I suspect so. Otherwise, Jesus would not have said, he that endures to the end. You think Jesus Christ could not have done miracle in presence of Pilate? He did. That miracle was not necessary at that point. Praise God. They were not bothered about that. That was not the issue. The Bible says he endured. He endured. Endurance. How many of you have done marathon before? Marathon races. If you have run a marathon, you know that at a point when your energy level has gone down, everything about is that your body is shutting down, you will now see people now drawing on an energy that is not found anywhere. Amen. Sheer determination will drive them to the finish point. No longer what their body can do. They push their body beyond the body can endure. Praise God. It's endurance. And every time God gives you an opportunity to train for endurance, many of you run away. You back away. Ah, I don't want to allow. Jesus does not like suffering. My dear brother, go and read the story very well. You can't finish this race without suffering. Did you hear me? This race, this one they call the race, is suffering. Hallelujah. Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He despised the shame. You don't understand. What Satan offered him, are you with me? Was on the platter of gold. Bow the knee, and I swear I will give it to you. He came for the glories of the earth. Because we read the book of Revelation, the Bible says, now hath come the salvation of God, and all the kingdoms have become his own and of his Christ. Hallelujah. That was what he came for. Satan knew it. Said, all you need to do, honestly, I will not give you Allah. I swear to God, just do this one. You can do it like this. It doesn't matter. In fact, we can even go to that corner, you can do it. I won't tell anybody. I swear to God, I won't tell anybody. Hallelujah. Do you follow me? Otherwise, the alternative is the cross. There are no two choices. You either bow or you go to the cross. And so when I see a man of glory, I want to ask him, where is your cross? You cannot show me your cross. I know you have compromised. I know you have sold your birthright. Please don't sell your birthright. The things the enemy is offering us is not worth what God is planning to give us. There's so much. There's so much. You don't understand. I believe God has deliberately veiled this glory. He has not, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Said, he has not told any man what he has in mind. Even Paul saw in the, have you guys, remember the lollipop story? When you buy lollipop and your friends are envying you. Praise God. You have to take the lollipop, lick small. You hold it. When he was talking, he said, no, take your hand. Just lick small. When he licked, now put the thing away. Little lick and all. So, praise God. He just gave them little to lick. They said, don't even know what exactly God has in mind. Praise God. Those who will reign with him, will, every day we'll be grateful to God that they made it. Sufferings will come. Troubles will come. But the Bible says, what sustained them is not just sheer energy. It's the joy that was set before him. May you see the joy. That's all the prayer I ask that we'll pray today. Show me the joy that you have set before me. You need to see that joy. You need to know that it is worth more than what the enemy can give you now. But every day we do this. I'm closing now. Every day we do this. Why do you people, when you are reading for exams, why do you have to put your feet in water? Do they still do that? Do people still read with their legs in water? Do they still drink? What do they take? It's Nescafe. Eh? DLS. Drug in here. It's a Nigerian girl. I didn't move. Boy is near. Dear DNA. That's how it starts. Praise God. But why do you do it? It's not for a corruptible crown. Huh? Now, if you can do that, why don't you see what God has in front of you? Can you just trust God? I say, God, I believe that what you are calling me to is glory. And I'm prepared to pay the price for it. And if endurance is required, then and give it endurance. Endure. And that means you will not bow the knee. Oh, I will not forget those young men said to the Nebuchadnezzar, said, be known unto thee, O king. We shall not bow. There are things that may require you to be burnt. Listen to me. It's not everybody that said that kind of thing that God delivered, though. Don't think that God will deliver everybody. You say, he did it to the three young men. I too can do younger. You will burn. Amen. You will burn. But does that make you a loser? No, you have not lost. End until you win. Is it not? Is this Stephen? Stephen. When he was going to die. We were watching his film yesterday. They didn't ask him question. Are you sure? No, it was not just realize the whole story. He now got to one point. Stephen now spoiled everything. Say, you people, you also killed the Lord. And he began to accuse them to their face. They just got angry. I said, go with this guy. And they killed him. Jesus did not raise a finger to save him. Amen. He didn't raise a finger. But he said, I saw the Lord standing to welcome him. Jesus was happy. He was proud. Praise God. He didn't send an angel. When Lazarus died, they sent an angel. When Stephen died, Jesus was the one to receive him. Who will receive you when you depart? Some people will depart and there will be no angel. Praise God. There will be no angel to meet them. There will be no entourage. And when they don't see angels, demons will show up. May that not be your lot. Everything in this life is temporary. Learn from Solomon. Let us learn from Solomon. Let us learn from Solomon. That's why, please, you have to read the book of Ecclesiastes and let it become part of you. There is nothing in this earth that will compare to the glory that Solomon had. Nothing. Hallelujah. Nothing. At the end of the day, Solomon said, all is vanity. So Jesus Christ says, seek first the kingdom of God. That's the whole duty of man. And if that require you, there's no suffering. If that require you despising the shame, then so be it. There are people that don't want to be called brothers. Say, don't call me bro. I'm not a bro. I'm just, you're not ready. Hallelujah. God will help us in Jesus' name. I want us to bow our heads to pray. Looking on to Jesus, what do we see in Jesus? The Bible says he endured the cross. He knew when he made that decision that he will not bow to the devil, he knew it was going to end up at the cross. He tried to negotiate, but God did not listen to him. Don't assume that God, that you can have your cake and eat it. It doesn't work that way. If you are going to be a vessel to glory, then you must be ready to go to the cross. You must be ready to carry your cross. Can you pray and ask the Lord to help you? Can you ask Him to show you mercy? We are creatures of glory. We are creatures of glory. We are creatures of glory. But this glory comes with a price. There's a price tag. Can you ask the Lord to stabilize you? Some of you are very unstable in your ways. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable. You are allowing all kinds of distractions. Pray and ask the Lord, help us stabilize me. You need to be stable. You need to be stable. You need to be stabilized. You need to keep your eyes on the goal. Ask Him to help you to be able to keep your eyes on the goal. That is the lesson we learned from Elisha. Elijah said to him, if you see me go, it's yours. It's focus. Lord, I break focus easily. I get distracted easily. Lord, stabilize me. Bring stability into my life. If you are not getting the right materials to build your life, then ask the Lord to lead you to a place where you will build it, have it built. And finally, pray that you will not run into the same problem or fall into the same error of Esau, who sold his birthright because of temporary gratification. That is one of the major challenges you and I are going to have. Temporary gratification. You want something that will ease your life. You want something that will help you. Some of us, ambition. Our ambition is our Achilles heel. Our ambition is our Achilles heel. It's where the enemy will nail us because we have not given up. Our wills have not been sold out. Ask the Lord to help you. Deliver me from my foolishness. Deliver me from the things I love that is not of God. Father, help us. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Father, Lord, I commit every one of us into your care in the name of Jesus. Lord, this kingdom and the glory you have promised us, I pray that, Lord of heaven, you will paint this thing clearly to every one of us in the name of Jesus, that we will see it clearly. And you grant us the strength to pursue it with all the energy it needs in Jesus' name. Show mercy on us. Show mercy to us. Strengthen us. Don't let us be abandoned. Don't let us do the things that will make us unworthy in the name of Jesus. We want to be vessels of glory. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. You know our weaknesses. You know our shortcomings. Help us, O God. We thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. God bless you.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings, School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m., Governmental Prayers every Thursday 6 p.m., Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.